The message this morning is going to be a little bit different than usual. You see, this morning we're celebrating a kickoff Sunday. We're celebrating what we're doing and looking forward to doing in the life of our church this coming year. And you've already heard and seen some of that with our children's program, celebrating the kids, welcoming, exciting the kids who are moving up into the next group and what that means for them. And we've heard about that, but there are other opportunities, other things that are happening throughout the course of this year that I want to share with you, and that's going to be a good part of the message this morning. And so you can kind of almost sit back, and that's why on the sermon notes page there aren't actually any points. There's not even really a title, because my title this morning is Kickoff Sunday. It's to hear and see what's going on, to be excited about what's happening through. But before we get there, before we dive into what is happening and what that means for you, I want to bring a quick reminder of kind of where we've been and how we got here a little bit. Several years ago, we brought out a new vision for our church. And I know some of you aren't as keen necessarily on the wording exactly and you know, some of the phrasing exactly, and I'm okay with that. We can't please everybody, but I hope that in understanding and hearing about this over the course of years and seeing it before you and me talking about it a lot, that whether the exact phrase catches you or not, the idea has gotten hold of you and has settled in your mind and settled in your heart and your spirit and has become a part of how we view and what we look at Argyle Road Baptist Church. So let me remind you very simply, that statement, that phrase is, at Argyle Road Baptist Church, we exist to embrace people and equip them to be Spirit-led apprentices of Jesus Christ. That's it. It's not a long statement, it's a short statement. And I hope that, as I said, that it's taken root in you. And if you want to know, well, what do we mean when we say that? What's the larger context? What's a deeper dive into that phrase? I don't have time to go into that fully here this morning, but I encourage you, jump on our website. Go back to and do a search on our sermons, online sermons. And back in 2015, at this point, for 9 weeks, I spent time expanding and talking about this vision, what it means to be a Spirit-led apprentice, what it means to equip one another and be equipped, what it means to embrace those key phrases in that statement. And if you're looking for it and saying, I just can't find it, you can write this down. The series title was called Exploring Our Vision. I know, very creative, but that's what it was. So you can go back and you can listen to those if you want to get a more in-depth idea. But just for now, a broad stroke of what we mean by this is that our ultimate goal here at Argyle Road Baptist Church, our ultimate goal is to see every person who comes into our church, that they would develop and that they would become, develop as an apprentice of Jesus Christ. That's the broad strokes goal. That's the goal, that every person who comes in here, whether once, twice, or 100 times, would develop and grow as an apprentice of Jesus Christ. And what is an apprentice of Jesus Christ? An apprentice is someone who, over the course of time, spent with, studying under, and following closely to Jesus, will grow to reflect Jesus in all their words and actions. Simply put, an apprentice is someone who is learning from a master. Jesus is our master, and we want to learn from him in all areas of our lives. What did he do? How did he do that? How do we then do that? What is it from his ministry and during his ministry that we can learn from so that we can be an effective participant in his kingdom plan right now? And one step, just of many, but one step in this would be to know that Jesus extended love and grace towards people. It's touched on a little bit in that John passage that was read earlier. And earlier in that chapter of John, the first 8 verses touches on it as well. He said, Jesus extends love and grace towards people. And he did this. Now, this is radical thinking, and this is difficult stuff. He did this most often during the course of sharing a meal with other people. Frequently, it was with those who were considered to be outcasts and sinners. Well, at the risk of offending you, welcome to the outcast and sinners world. We're all sinners. We all need Jesus. And we're gathered together in a church not because we're perfect, but because we are imperfect and we need Jesus, and he helps us to improve and grow in that. And so if you think that church is a perfect place, you're going to find a very empty building if it's got people in it. It's not perfect there. That's where Jesus spent time, with a meal. We're going to share some food and some coffee and beverages today afterwards, just doing that, extending love, extending grace to one another. But developing as an apprentice doesn't happen overnight. It requires training. It requires equipping. It requires, and in this case, primarily through our understanding of the Bible, through our understanding, experience, and practice of prayer, and the use of the spiritual gifts the Holy Spirit gives to us, gives to Jesus' followers. And the more we grow as apprentices, the more we should want to train and develop those skills. We'll get to some of that practical equipping stuff a little bit later. Now, if we follow the statement full circle, we started at the end, you'll notice, apprentice. We've moved back to equipping. We're going back to the beginning of it now at embrace. We follow it, kind of our full circle ideas, developing as an apprentice. The natural thing should be for us to want to reach out and invite other people to meet Jesus. It should be in our DNA, should be in our deep desires to say, I'm experiencing this about Jesus, and I know there are other people who need to experience that as well. And so I want to go out and share with them. I want to welcome them in. I want to invite them and introduce them to Jesus. That's what we should be doing. This is the embrace part of the vision. And that's the part of things where we go out from Sunday morning. And what we do and talk about here on Sunday morning fits into that, our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday lives, and our workplaces, and our families, and our clubs, and our hobbies, and our sports groups. And so our vision really is a circle. And I want you to see it this way. Someone's embraced by the church, and then they're equipped and taught to grow as they grow in their faith, and then as apprentices, as we grow in that, we naturally want to continue sharing that. And as we go out and sharing that, realizing, man, I need to learn more things, we naturally want to continue being equipped. And the more that we are equipped and the more that we study, the more we realize we don't know and need to know about Jesus, the closer to him we become and the more disciple and apprentice we become. And you can see it just kind of builds and builds and builds with that. Now, we've also, over the last year and a bit, taken time to look at where we are as a church. And we spent some time to try and discern what it is that God is calling us to in terms of how we continue to grow, and what specific things that might look like. What are we going to do specifically in our church to kind of re-health us, give us a booster shot in the arm, as it were? And if you remember, we did a survey, and we spent time with that, and you think, man, this has been going on, pardon me, forever. It's only been going on for a little over a year. It hasn't been that long. And we spent time asking questions, and we spent time wrestling with the information, and we spent time listening to God and trying to discern, God, what is it that you have for this church specifically as we strive to embrace, equip, and grow and develop as apprentices? Well, if you remember back in May at our congregational meeting, we had a report given, and Linda stood up and spoke eloquently on behalf of the deacons and on behalf of our congregational life committee group that was looking at these things, and shared that we want to do this in vertical and horizontal ways. We want to first and foremost develop and deepen our spiritual lives. We need to not be stagnant. We need to not just kind of flatline spiritually. It's great to do stuff outside the church. It's great to be a part of ministry. But if we're not growing spiritually, if we're not getting into the Word, if we're not spending more time in prayer, if we're not learning about those things, then what we do out here isn't going to be much. Because we can only be as effective as we are growing in Jesus. And so we shared that we were going to spend some time putting some plan together for 1 year and for 2 year internal, external plans that come through. And we talked about that. Well, this morning, as part of Kickoff Sunday, I want to spend the rest, the bulk of our time talking about what that year is going to look like. Now, normally when we get up and kick off, we say, hey, we got this ministry starting and this ministry starting, this ministry is starting. Great. But we don't know what's happening throughout the course of this year. I want to share what we're going to do so that you know, so that you can be excited, so that you can get involved, so you can say, I want to be a part of this, so that you can say, hey, I've got an idea. Because all the things that I'm going to talk about isn't an exhaustive list. It's not the be-all and end-all. It's not, we cannot do anything other than these things. These are the things that we're primarily going to focus on as leadership, primarily focus on as a church, so we have some direction. But if something comes up, God brings up and says, we've got to do this. Well, let's do it. If it fits with our vision, if it fits with our purpose of why we exist, and Jesus is in it, who am I to stop it? Absolutely not. But before we get there, I want you to hold in your mind the account of Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 11 and chapter 13 that I just read for you earlier. Here's the great evangelist and church planter Paul. And here's the great encourager Barnabas. At the beginning of their ministry. And for Paul, really at the beginning of his journey of being a follower of Jesus. Now Paul was zealous. Paul was undaunted and not deterred in his efforts to tell people about Jesus once he had met him. And he took every opportunity he could to debate and to speak with people and to convince them that they too needed to know who Jesus was. And in fact, he was so persistent at this that he found himself running into trouble. He found himself needing to flee Damascus. He found himself needing to flee Jerusalem. He found himself heading back to Tarsus because he was so over the top for Jesus. It was making people uncomfortable. And so we pick up in Acts chapter 11 that I was reading here, we pick up that Paul is in Tarsus, and that's where Barnabas finds him. Because Barnabas has gotten word of what's going on, and he's gone to investigate. And he says, Paul is at the center, Saul, I should say, is at the center of this. I'm going to go find that guy. And he goes and he finds Saul. And he gets him from Tarsus, and he brings him to the center of Christendom, Jerusalem. No, he takes him to Antioch, which is nowhere near the center. It's out of the way. And they spend a year at that church and in that community. Now I'm going to stop the story there for a moment. So this year, we want to spend intentional time, in addition to Sunday worship, in developing our spiritual muscles. Developing a strong spiritual foundation is key to being able to grow closer to Jesus and be a witness for him. So in the coming year, we have several opportunities planned for doing just that. Now, I'm not talking ministry things. I'm talking vertical relationship with Jesus. You and him. We need to equip in that. We need to practice that. We need to be immersed in that. So in October, I shared this with the 930 GLC group a little bit already. In October, we're going to be doing a church-wide topical study that will incorporate Sunday morning worship and every midweek GLC group that happens. In short, for 8 weeks, give or take, everybody who gathers together to listen and to learn from Sunday morning throughout midweek, prayer, Bible studies, GLC groups, Sunday morning, midweek, whenever it is, we're all going to talk and focus on the same topic. So Sunday morning, I'm going to get up, I'm going to introduce some thoughts, I'm going to share a little bit about it, and some questions are going to be given, and then throughout the course of the week, as you meet together, and I hope that all of you plan to meet somewhere at some time together, you're going to have opportunity to go deeper in that topic, deeper in that conversation. Now, I know GLC groups, small groups, we call them GLC, Grow, Learn, Connect, because we grow together with Jesus and one another. We learn about Jesus and with one another, and we connect with Jesus and one another. You see, it's vertical and horizontal, both ways. Some of the arguments, I can't be a part of a GLC group because I don't have time on an evening, or I don't have time on a whenever that one group is going to meet. Well, good news, everybody. Since every group is going to be talking about the same thing, for those 8 weeks, you have no excuse. Pick one. And if you can't find one in midweek, 9:30, Sunday morning. It seems so early. It really isn't. We meet in the library, and if we fill that library, we'll find another space. We'll talk about these things. At the end of that time, we're going to gather together for a feast, for a celebration, for a time of story sharing and coming together. What have we learned? How have we grown together? Encouraging one another, the saints, coming out of that topic and study together. Because as good Baptists, we always have to have food and celebrate stuff with it. So that's what we need to do there. And that's what we want to do this fall. We want to do that again in the beginning, early parts of 2020. And again in the fall. It'd be awesome to be able to have this rhythm twice a year at least and going on. A regular part of our rhythm here. Now, in addition to this, we're also going to be planning three day or partial day retreats throughout the year. One in the fall, one in the winter, one in the spring. I'm going to just mostly tie it to my academic semesters at the moment. I have classes in the fall, I got class in the winter, and I got class in the spring. So each one of those, we're going to have a day retreat or a half day retreat where we can gather and focus on a spiritual discipline, a spiritual learning. Maybe it's going to be a retreat day on prayer. We've done a couple of those already and they were awesome. Maybe it's going to be on spiritual gifts or exercising spiritual gifts. Maybe it's going to be on something else, discipleship, evangelism. We're not sure what all the topics are going to be, but we'll have a day focused on that, where we gather here and we wrestle and we learn from one another. We have some teaching on it, and we go equipped from those things, three of those throughout the course of the year. The idea is, again, to help to equip us, to build a foundation for developing as an apprentice of Jesus Christ. Now, if you think, well, I've been at church for 800 years. As long as this church has been around, I've been here. Or as long as I've been around, I've been in church. I'm good. No, we are always learning. The thing is, we are not the master. We are the apprentice. There's always something that we can learn. And these are ways and these are opportunities for us to be able to do that. And the last kind of piece of our growth plan for this year, and hopefully extending beyond that as we evaluate, is that we're going to be inviting people, that you, one again, you know, you're invited to this, to share stories once per month in the Sunday morning service of what God is doing in your life. These faith stories, as it were. And the intention of this is to be able to encourage one another in what God is doing in our lives. I'm not asking you to get up and give a sermon. I get it. Not everyone can stand in front of people and talk forever like I can. But all of us have a story. All of us have an experience. All of us, if we're paying attention and we're working and developing our spiritual muscles, can identify and should be able to identify, this is something God is doing in my life, or this is something I am doing that God has me to be a part of. And we want to invite you to share that. And so we'll have opportunities once a month to share those stories, to celebrate what God is doing, not up here in some lofty idea, but down here in the concrete of your life and in my life. And we can celebrate and give thanks to God for that. Now, just in case you're thinking that this seems to be a lot of internal focus, this seems to be a lot of things that are designed for just us as a church in here, I want you to now go back to our passage in Acts. And I want you to take note of what happens in that. Barnabas and Saul go back to Antioch, and they spend a year in that church. A year. This is Saul. This is Paul. Paul's going to plant churches. He's the forerunner of the Jesus movement that happens in the new world. He spends a year before God calls him to that ministry. A year of readiness, a year of preparation, a year of tuning in to what God has, so that when that year passes in chapter 13, and the Holy Spirit speaks down and says, now set apart Barnabas and Saul, because I have a job for them. And they've been getting ready for a year for that. God's got a job for us. We need to put in the time getting ready for that job. These things that I've talked about, these internal, these opportunities, aren't the only things that happen, aren't the only things that are going to be going on at our church. We also have other ministry areas happening where you can get involved. And that's the second part of what was happening for Paul and Barnabas. Well, Paul and Barnabas were in the church in Antioch. They weren't just sitting in the pew waiting for something to happen to them. They were listening. They were learning. They were growing. They were getting better acquainted with Jesus. But they were also going out and ministering. They were going out and telling people about Jesus. They were getting involved in reaching out, in embracing people. And we're doing the same thing here. And we have several things happening in our church that you can be involved in as well. Already heard about children's ministry. You know what? I did a quick count. There's 19 kids, counting the one that didn't come up. And we're missing a couple. That requires people to be a part of and to invest in their lives and in what's happening at Argyle City and Godly Play and Toddlers, so that those who are doing it aren't always there, but they can come and join a worship together. We need people to be involved in that. We also have, as just started up yesterday, a conversational English class. Now, I had a bit that I was going to say about this, but I'm going to invite Jolene. Where'd you go? There you are. Jolene's going to come up, and she's going to share a little bit about what's happening, what's going on, and how you can be invited and engaged in what's going on with conversational English.
Hi, good morning. We started off yesterday, and we had well over 30 adults show up, which is a wonderful thing. And we started off with a good season here. I just want people to know that if you can speak English and you can understand English, you'd be considered an expert at conversational English class. Sometimes people think that you have to be a professional teacher of some kind. All you have to do is have a willing heart of getting to know people and being willing to listen to what they're sharing, and also be willing to share from your end. So my hope is that if people have always had an interest but are a little bit apprehensive about getting involved because they're just not sure if they have the qualifications, my hope is to have an open house coming up where if you just want to check it out and come meet people. It's kind of one of those things that when I went the first time just to come check it out, I kind of got hooked right away just because I really enjoy people. And this is a ministry for people. And it's meeting people in a situation where they're often brand new to Regina or have been here a couple of years sometimes, but not really exposed to many other people that can speak English and be comfortable. So I will be kind of making a note of that in the coming month or two here. My hope is that if you have an interest of being with adults and being welcoming and being an encourager, it can be a ministry that you can be involved in. And just because you show up once doesn't mean we're going to expect you to be there every single Saturday. This is something that we can work on together and we can grow on together. We have a wonderful team of volunteers already involved. And we'd sure love to mentor people and show them the value that we have in these folks coming to our church every Saturday and who want to be here and who want to meet other people and have an opportunity to just talk in English and just have a chance to practice that in a safe, friendly environment. So I encourage you all to consider that as one of our areas of ministry this year, that if you have an interest, to know that you are always welcome.
Thanks, Jolene. Talk with Jolene. Talk with Wayne. Where's Wayne? There's Wayne. Talk with Wayne following during your coffee time. Hear what that's all about. We also have an Alpha program that's going to be starting up in October. In your bulletin, you'll see that's coming up. And this is really cool. They're going to have conversational English, then they're going to have a quick half-hour turnaround right on into Alpha, so that those who are coming for conversational English will get the chance and not get lost to hear about how much Jesus loves them. And you're thinking, my goodness, Alpha, I don't think I could ever possibly do Alpha. But we need help we need some people to help facilitate some of our small group discussions. So if you're not familiar with how Alpha works, you come for a meal, who doesn't like to eat? And then there's a video that's watched, and this video will be presented in both English and Mandarin, so don't worry about that. And then you'll be able to, and then they break into smaller groups for discussion. How do you lead a discussion? Well, that's a very good question. But we're going to equip you. We're going to give you opportunity to train, to learn how to do that in a good way. And the training, facilitating, the equipping for those for Alpha starts next Saturday. You can see it in your bulletin. Next Saturday, here at the church, if you want to be a part of that and say, I want to be a part of a really easy way to see people come to Jesus, but I need some training. This coming Saturday, Alpha will start up in October. There's opportunities to get involved in Sunday morning through greeting, standing at the door, welcoming people to our church, saying, how glad you're new here. Here's where the bathroom is. Here's what happens with our kids. Here's, if you don't want to walk in through the front here, here's where the kind of the back way in that you can sneak in and maybe Ryan won't notice you. You know, whatever it is, welcome here. I don't always get a chance to see everybody when they come, I don't need to. You can do that. Sunday mornings. Helping with ushering, just helping to take up our offering, or with the coffee time that we're doing once a month. We'd love to do that more often. We need some people just to help put that together and put that on. Be part of worship ministries, anything that goes on Sunday morning. There's opportunities to be involved. Come talk to me. We'll make that happen. We have a congregational care ministry. Maybe standing up front isn't something that you like doing, but you love visiting with people. And you love going to where they're at. We have a congregational care ministry. Lori Reed is heading that up, where she goes and visits people who are ill, people who are shut and have difficulty getting out to church on Sunday morning and just want someone to visit with them. We'd love to have more people involved with that. Maybe that's where God wants to move you and have you be involved in what's going on as you grow in Him. Maybe your thing is prayer. Maybe God is calling you to pray more. Wednesday morning, we have a group of people meets here to pray. That's what they do, and they learn about prayer together, and they challenge one another in prayer together Wednesday mornings. Come be a part of that. And if you're thinking, I don't know other ways, I want to be involved, but I'm not sure how that is, well, good news, everybody's involved in something because we have events teams. And throughout the course of the year, there's several different events that happen, like the potluck lunch that's happening at the end of the month. We need people to be a part of organizing these things and putting them on. So we put everybody on a list and jumble it all up and divide it all out. And at some point in the year, you will be on a team that's a part of putting on and helping to organize some of these events that happen. It's a great way to get involved, a great way to get to know people, great way to doing things without having to be up front. It's a wonderful opportunity there. And then other things that we're doing, like our joint service with the Chin Fellowship, meetings, lunches, things like that, where we have opportunities to encourage and to share and to challenge and to invite, to embrace and equip one another in our church. See, being an apprentice requires action. That's my final thoughts here. It requires us to actually put into practice the things that we learn from our teacher. Sometimes we get those things right. Sometimes we've learned the skill and bang, we can apply it right away. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we don't get it right the first time. Sometimes we don't get it right the second time. Sometimes it takes 3-4 times before we learn the skill well enough, practice it well enough, to be effective at it. But you know what? That's okay. The point isn't, did you get it right? The point is, are you doing it? Are you trying? Are you taking what you're learning from Jesus and putting it into practice? And if you do, God will open your eyes so you can see results. But I guarantee you, nothing happens if you in fact do nothing. This morning, following our service, I would encourage you to linger. Talk with people about being involved. If you don't know who to talk to, come find me. Say, who do I talk to about this? And I'll say, go talk to this person. You want to be involved with helping out our property and the buildings, stuff like that? I'll introduce you to Gary. He'll sort you out. It'll be great. But stay, ask questions about the plan for the year. And then take time this week, and this is important, take time this week to pray. Take time this week to ask God, not just once in 5 minutes out the door Monday morning, but repeatedly and repeatedly asking him, questioning, listening to him to where he would direct you and how he wants you to be serving and growing this year. And then listen to his voice. Listen to him. Be bold. Take a chance. And follow what Jesus is saying, where the Holy Spirit is leading you for this year. It's going to be a great year. And I'm excited about it. And as people are excited about it, I hope that you'll be excited with us as well. Let's pray together.